It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The city's public hospital system has a new policy for drug testing pregnant women. The change comes in response to reports of racial bias in who gets tested for drugs and other substances like alcohol, and then who gets reported to child welfare authorities. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has been covering this issue. She was the first to get this story. She joins us now to explain more. Hey, Yas.
Hey, Sean.
First, can you explain to us what is in this new health and hospitals policy and how it is different from the one that it replaces?
Yeah, well, the biggest and most important change is that medical staff must get the written consent from the mother before a drug test. That wasn't the case before. Mm-hmm. The policy was always to get informed consent, but the mother was not handed any written information with an explanation of the test or her rights. Now she does need to sign off on a test, and she must be told that she has a right to decline it. Otherwise, the policy enshrines this philosophy that substance use must be treated as a medical issue, not a moral problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually paraphrasing the very first line of the policy. It also advises medical staff to screen all pregnant women on their possible substance use with a verbal questionnaire. And even then, it's meant to be only for the purposes of providing prenatal care and linking women to treatment if needed. And a toxicology test is only ordered when deemed medically necessary.
So what led to these changes, Yas? Did health and hospitals actually acknowledge issues with bias here?
No, they didn't acknowledge that. But the system chief medical officer, Michelle Allen, did say the changes come in response to a city council hearing last year where mothers and their advocates described being tested and at times unknowingly without their consent. Those women also told stories of a positive test result, including for substances like marijuana, leading to invasive child welfare investigations and in some cases, child removals. Allen listened to that. And when she spoke to me about the policy change, she spoke in some personal terms, actually. She's an obstetrician, a gynecologist by training, and she's been working with pregnant women in the public hospital system for almost 40 years now. So she thinks that the changes in this policy will be more fair to patients.
So healthcare providers, they're required to report abuse and neglect. Does the policy actually address when they should be reporting positive results to child welfare officials?
No, the hospital's policy does not. However, the city's Administration for Children's Services has also just issued some new guidance just last week. It's written jointly with the Department of Health. It reminds providers that a positive drug test of a newborn does not warrant a call of neglect in and of itself. And ACS has been working on this issue. They acknowledge a long legacy of racial disparities in the child welfare system and a need to really meaningfully address them. You know, this system, just to remind you, overwhelmingly investigates Black and brown families. Yeah. Black children in particular are overrepresented in every stage of the child welfare system, from initial investigations to foster care. So ACS has been trying to really look at the entry points to the system and to address where there might be unwarranted or unnecessary calls of neglect. And drug testing is one of those entry points.
Well, what is the approach health providers should take if they do have concerns about drug use and child safety at home? Isn't the Administration for Children's Services the place to go for that kind of thing?
Well, advocates say that we, you know, as a society have normalized calling child welfare authorities for something like this, mm-hmm. for some families, without fully realizing what it means when you make that call. So, you know, I described how women at that city council hearing talked about a punitive system and being subjected to invasive investigations. They have been subjected to very onerous programs, including drug treatment programs that are mandated to attend even well after these mothers continually tested negative for the drugs. Parents have reported losing employment over the need to attend these programs or go to family court. And again, you know, drug use is widespread across the population, regardless of race. But when we talk about how to help those people, it's the child welfare system called only or primarily, I should say, for Black and Latino mothers in this city and not for white mothers.
Yas, is this new testing policy enough to reduce any of these unwarranted tests or reporting of results?
From public defenders and other advocates that I've talked to, the answer is probably not. Mm-hmm. A public defender from the Bronx Defenders told me, a drug test is not a parenting test, but these test results are routinely held up as an indictment of a woman's parenting, especially for women of color.
WNYC's Yasmin Khan. Thanks, Yas.
Thank you so much.